The Manx minimum wage has been in existence for over two decades. It was a development that followed a similar move in the UK, but it was contentious over here. Could businesses afford to pay it? David North was Minister for what was then Trade and Industry.
When the minimum wage bill went through the House of Keys, we went out to 106 organisations and companies, and we had many, many responses of varying nature. And this figure has been decided upon based on the responses that we got from those organisations.
Some organisations must have been desperately worried about the prospect of a fairly high minimum wage level. Did they get their message across?
Yes, and in fact, if you look at this, £4.10 means from the average wage earnings on the island that 5% of the population earn less than the proposed £4.10 if the minimum wage regulations are approved by Tynwald. And that members accept those regulations. Government is very much in favour of a minimum wage act, and we've been working towards this with the approval of Tynwald, and the actual figure at this stage we think is a sensible one.
Surely those people in the House of Keys and Legislative Council who think that £4.10 is too low are going to be peppering you with requests that the committee look at this.
Oh, absolutely. I'm on a no-win situation on this one at all. Once the initial rate has been set, there is provision in the regulations for a committee of five people, which from a chairman, independent chairman, two from the employers and two from the employees, and they will decide. Now, if members decide next year, they don't have to meet every year. I think the regulations say something like from time to time they
would
meet.
But some people who want, say, £6
and,
minimum level,
well, they may
could
well
be asking
put
every session.
They may well put a motion to Tynwald quite soon. If they're approved by Tynwald next week, they may well do something early in the new year.